good evening and welcome to The Simple Truth, hosted by Jeff Lewis every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 8 to 9 Eastern on BBS Radio. Where if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Now, the number one internet radio network in the world. Tonight, Saturday, May 26, 2007, we will be talking to Barbara Hero, creator of the Landoma keyboard. Prior to Living Waters with the Emotive 2007 event on May 23rd, Barbara Hero presented this one-of-a-kind sound healing technology at the Living Waters Living Music event. And now, for those of you who missed her tonight, here in the flesh, Barbara Hero, sound healing from completely different perspectives. This will be another enlightening show on The Simple Truth. May 23rd, Living Waters with Emoto 2007 was nothing less than awesome. This interview was accelerating, and we were all honored to be in the presence of such wonderful people and incredible healers. Thank you to all who were a part of this historical event. And thank you, Utah, for opening your arms to us all. You're awesome. We love you. We do have plans for future events, so you can check our website for updates, as well as for the upcoming Living Waters 11th Hado Instructor School here in Utah, January 2008. Wow, it's going to be 2008 already. Boy, get ready, people. We're in for it. Okay, so to call in tonight, the numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. In Canada, toll-free, it's 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. Be sure to check in for updates at our main website at www.tobehealthynow.com. And be sure to listen to our past shows at the BBS Radio Archives. For any questions, feel free to contact our host anytime at sacredtech@cox.net. Now, for those out there trying to stop truth and light, here is our disclaimer. Do not take the word of our host, announcer, or the word of any of our guests when it comes to your health, your knowledge, your freedoms, and your rights. This show and its websites, and BBS Radio and its websites, cannot nor will not be held liable for the results achieved or not achieved from the use of our products or suggestions. This program is for your educational purposes only and not meant to replace the advice of a conscious, and we do repeat, conscious family doctor or conscious family lawyer. Always search for yourself, educate yourself, and you will discover the truth in anything you want. Stay in the light, seek, and ye shall find. Well, let's get started with tonight's show. Here is the host of The Simple Truth, Jeff Lewis.
Good evening, conscious listeners, and thank you for joining us here tonight on The Simple Truth, May 26, 2007. I hope our listeners enjoyed last week's repeat show with Ken C. Scott on the Elf Transmissions, Part 1. Sorry we missed you last week as we were completely swamped with the Living Waters with Emoto event. The event was a total success, by the way, and we are going to have him back, but we are live this weekend. For any questions on last week's show, email me at sacredtech@cox.net, and you can even request a free copy of the Elf Transmissions, Part 1. Well, let's get started with tonight's show. Barbara, good evening. I'm glad to have you here in the flesh, that is.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. So we're very delighted to be here.
Oh, this is an honor. This is a double honor for me. I've gotten to have Emoto come here, and now you, and you've come all the way from Maine, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I came here just for the conference, and to just be here with my ancestors came from.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. I just heard about that from Karen recently, that you also had some attachments here and family or descendants here. What's the story?
Mainly ancestors, some of the ones that came across the country to Utah in the very beginning with Joseph Smith. And so
wow.
It's like coming home.
Wow. Did you get to meet anybody from descendants of family? Or?
Oh, yes, I think everybody.
Wow, that's
all
wonderful.
All the Mormons.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Did you get to go to the Tabernacle Choir?
We're doing that tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I remember I was invited to that. Maybe we can make it. That would be
yes.
Wonderful.
We have to leave very early in the morning, I gather, because you have to be seated early. And
they start at like 9 o'clock?
Yes, but I think we're going to have to be there much earlier just to be seated.
I gotcha.
So you can talk to Karen
sure,
about
I will
that.
Do that. I will do that. Well, let's get started with talking about you a little bit. What led you to develop the Landoma keyboard? And by the way, folks, just so you can get started, there's a website, www.lamdoma, www.conscioussoul.com, and you can start checking that out while we're talking tonight. So, Barbara, how did you get started with this?
Well, I was originally, I played music when I was 3 years old. I was taking piano lessons, and I played until I was 12, and I was in a concert and then blacked out. Never touched the piano again. Meanwhile, I did decide to do painting. My mother was an artist, and I wanted to really see if there was a connection between art and music. And I actually found that connection to be mathematics. So what I really realized was that mathematics, the mathematics of ratios, is one of the most purest forms of mathematics that will apply to any subject. And it applies to architecture with proportions. It applies to music in terms of frequencies and cycles per second. And you can go almost in any direction using ratios and applying and finding a resonant frequency for any material thing, such as the sun.
Well, pretty much everything in the universe is based on mathematics, right? The universal number of three.
And actually, the vibrations are all mathematical vibrations. And I'm sure everybody has heard of the Fibonacci series, the golden section.
The golden mean spiral, uh-huh.
Yes. It's just that I realized that the basis of everything is math. It's actually geometry is based on wavelength. Music and sound is based on frequency. It's like a united field theory.
Mm-hmm.
One is wavelength, one is vibration, the frequency. So you're dealing with time and space at the same time.
As far as the keyboard goes, you mean?
The keyboard, actually, a wonderful person in England whose name is Robert Walker, who originated a program, a software program called Fractal Tune Smithy, he was able to... We actually sent him, Robert Folkrod, my collaborator, and myself, were able to send him all of the specifications so that he knew how to put all of this as a virtual internet type of experience.
Interesting. Does that keyboard do this now too, or is it just direct feed?
Oh yes. Every time somebody has a keyboard, we give them a CD from Robert Walker, and when they load that into their computer and they set it up, you can actually see the shapes of the sounds as well as hear the sounds.
Interesting.
And the matrix is a 256-entry diamond-shaped matrix, and it's also color-coded and shape-coded with wavelengths, and it has remarkable effects on people who play the keyboard because of its mathematical construct. And
how long would it take someone to learn how to play something like this?
Well, you don't learn how to play it. What you do, it's an experience.
Or use it. Yeah.
It's experiential. When they do find that if they touch one note, one interval, because it's all based on intervals, the ratios are all intervals, two notes together, what one does is one puts a one-to-one fundamental, say a frequency of 256, which is actually a multiple of two, and when you multiply that, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, and so forth, up to 256, that's the actual middle C, a little below middle C of our piano. Then this frequency actually transforms the entire matrix of 256 intervals into a harmonic and subharmonic matrix. And it's this that really creates the effects that people have when they hear these sounds that they've really never heard before. The sounds of the cracks between the piano keys. And when people hear these, they go into somewhat of an altered state.
These would be the harmonics, correct?
Yes. They're the pure harmonics. Mm-hmm. And pure subharmonics. Actually, the keyboard itself is like a brain. It has a right side and a left side, and it has a 1-to-1, a 2-to-2, a 3-to-3. So up the spine or half of the brain, it divides. It's really a... It's not really artificial intelligence. It's really intelligence.
Wow. I hope I get a chance to experience this before you leave. This just sounds incredible.
Well, it's attributed to Pythagoras, and Pythagoras healed with sound.
Uh-huh.
And there's a diagram that is attributed to Pythagoras called the phi x, and it's also called the tetrakis. And on one part of this X, symbol X, the upper part is cosmic. It's the cosmic that's made up of whole numbers. And the bottom part of the X is made up of ratios. And that is what the Lambelma is. It's the bottom half. It's the Earth plane, really. And so it's very good for humanity here to be able to see the balance, the dualities that we live in this existence, this dual existence. And so it's very therapeutic. And
well, maybe you could explain a little how you use it. How do you actually apply this? How does it, how do your clients?
I simply apply it because I was so fascinated by its effects on people that I give private sessions, probably close to 400 private sessions in different parts of the country, England, Lithuania was another, Italy, Spain, and I've found that the effects of people taking a session is remarkable. If they have a half-hour session, that's really all it takes. We work through the emotional, the spiritual, the physical, and what I call the oracle quadrant.
Mm.
And people, it's almost as though they're having a shower of sounds they've never really heard before, and it forces them to look within.
How do you put the sounds on them? Is it done with just ordinary speakers? Is it done with transducers?
No, it's a computer program.
I mean, the actual sound itself, how does it apply to the body? Do you actually hear it audibly?
Yes, you hear it audibly, and since the keyboard is tactile, you use your fingers to play each note. You can make chords.
So are you saying the person that's actually playing the keyboard is getting treated themselves?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Or do you actually...
They're treating themselves.
The therapist uses the keyboard and then treats the player.
No. It doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
At all.
Oh, my God. So, no. So it's an interactive experience.
Yeah. The person who is playing does everything. They choose their keynote. Each keynote represents a certain chakra. There are only 8 notes on the scale.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are 8 colors in the rainbow.
Uh-huh.
So each person will pick whatever keynote they like from this matrix, and then when they have it, we set their frequency, whether it's A, B, C, D, E, F, or G, to that 1-to-1 ratio, and the whole field of energy then is transformed into their own keynote. That's why it would actually apply to... affecting every cell in their body, every organ, every emotion, every, an emotional, spiritual, physical, and, as I call it, oracle. People are able, as they go through these quadrants, the last one is the one that is the oracle, where I ask each person if they can ask a question of their higher self, and they're playing the keyboard, and I tell them to find a chord. They find a chord, they hold it, and then they ask a question, and I say, expect the answer, and they do. And then they do become oracles because they are empowered. They realize that they can actually work with whatever issues they have on these different levels, and they can also help other people.
That sounds like a technological or practical application for the whole philosophy behind the movie The Secret.
Well, it's possible. It is a tool. By the way, I think that we will be able to throw away all of our tools eventually.
Yes.
But this is just able to allow people to really know who they are. And it's quite a fascinating journey for me because people always say, well, why haven't you tried to compose music on it? Well, I'm much more interested in seeing its effects on others, and so that's why I go everywhere I am asked. I mean, whenever I'm asked, I always say yes. So, but I do have the energy to continue and do it. The universe is very good in providing.
You are looking wonderful, and I can vouch for that, folks, because she is here in the flesh. How old are you now, if you mind me asking? Is that okay to ask on the radio,
yes,
or if you don't want to?
I'm actually 82.
And you're doing wonderful.
I feel much more energy than I had when I was 20.
I've heard that quite a bit when people start going down the right path. Yes. So let's see. What else can we talk about? How is it applied? Do people plug into it, hook up to it, or they just simply play the keyboard and that's how they're involved with it?
They have to have a computer, an IBM actually.
Versus Mac.
Windows. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It won't work with a Mac. And then they just I have to give them a CD,
mm-hmm.
or they can get it from the website of Fractal Tune Smithy, which is on the web. You can Google that and find that. Some people can use a virtual keyboard on the screen without getting the computer, but without getting the keyboard, but
uh-huh.
the tactile qualities of being able to press with your fingers on it is the thing that is, what I tell people is to put their minds in their fingers because
feel it, kind of just feel it.
Yes, and fingers are kinesiology instruments, and using both hands, the whole tactile is really important because you're touching, you're hearing, you're seeing the shapes, you're seeing the colors, you're seeing actually the shapes of the wave forms that you're pressing. And they make beautiful geometric patterns. And the most beautiful sounds make the most beautiful geometric patterns. So you can tell if you're, I mean, there's also a chaos.
You might have stumbled onto something here that Mr. Emoto might be very interested in.
I wish I had been able to talk to him.
Well, I did. I did talk to him about it.
Very good.
He is interested in the keyboard on the sound level, but I didn't quite realize, well, now we can actually have another way of quicker, not mm-hmm. so expensive as having a microscope and that whole setup, and actually do words into the computer or sounds or whatever it is we're trying to do and see what type of form of energy that makes. And then can you print that?
Yes, you can.
Can you freeze it, grab it, and print it? Oh,
yes.
My God, that's incredible.
You can print it, and you can also record it.
And I remember, you and I talked about getting a laser out here, a laser projector that can actually project, and that can project those images now onto like a wall or three-dimensionally.
Well,
is that possible?
I did that back in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
With a, getting a laser scanner, and actually Metrologic gave me a laser because they wanted an advertisement of Metrologic on a physics magazine. And so I was able to project the sounds that I'd made on cassettes that were Landoma sounds even back then with a laser scanner. You had to have the sounds on the stereo because if you have just one sound, you get either a
You're talking like
line.
Mono versus mono versus right and left?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you can't get your resonance. You won't be able
to get
resonance.
The XY axis.
Yes.
And so anyway, that was long ago.
So this is now, 37 years you've been working with Landoma?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize.
It's been a long time.
I did not realize. I wonder why. Well, I haven't heard of it sooner. You just haven't marketed it yet? Is that what the deal is?
No, I have not marketed it because I believe... I just believe I'm guided to get it to the people who seem to want it. And that's why when people hear about it then they or see it, I do on my website, I do have some of it. I don't have sounds on my website.
I was just going to ask you that. That would be wonderful if you could do that little sample sound from three-dimensional images.
I actually haven't done that yet. It's mainly just... The visual, but I do have people who are helping me so much now, Steve Hoffman is one. Of course, Robert Folkrod is the engineer who made it a reality.
Which we are lucky and honored also to have them both here with Barbara here tonight as well, in the flesh. So could you talk a little bit about maybe what you did at the presenter's show? You had the Lambdoma there, I'm sure, correct? Before the Moto event, the Living Waters
Music?
Oh,
yes. We had the full...
full setup.
256-key Lambdoma keyboard, and I was able to... I first gave a little PowerPoint presentation on the history of the Lambdoma, because it does go back even before Pythagoras, who was 500 B.C., and I just showed from Pythagoras, it goes to Nicomachus, who was a mathematician. Then it goes to Iamblichus, who was a Neo-Pythagorean. And then it goes to, Helmholtz was working with ratios, for instance.
Uh-huh.
And then there were other people. Have Kaiser, another. Timus, another.
How far back are you now?
Well, these are coming up. These are walking up.
Oh, coming forward from.
Yes.
Okay.
And the mathematician, George Cantor, who established set theory, his arrays were the Lambdoma. He was a violinist, but he wanted to be really a philosopher, I believe. But his work is now very, he's known as a pure mathematician. Actually, I'm at a conference of pure applied math that's going to take place in August.
Yes, please talk about that here. Maybe we can get our listeners to come to it.
Well, it's going to be in Bulgaria. I don't know if they...
Well, we might have some. I know one in Bulgaria.
but it will be and I'm going to be really presenting the visuals and the theory.
So what's the reason you're doing it in Bulgaria? You're just asking
to do
there?
No, because they were asking me to do it, and I'm going with my son, I have two sons who are both very aware of the Lambdoma, and they have played it. One is they're both musicians, and they're aware of what it is. And it's something that is not, in the public at all, and I'm glad it's not, because I think it probably will be, but it'll be like people like Steve Hoffman and Sherry Deshaw and Karen Grant,
mm-hmm.
Who will actually be sending it further, and people can be doing many more protocols than I do with it. And,
wonderful.
And I know that it has to be there. I know the people who I'm working with are just as passionate about it as I am.
as we all are. That's why we do what we do. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about some of the frequencies in there. I remember when we'll have Steve on in a minute, but we talked about it has all the frequencies of the human body, tissue, hair, skin, nails, eyes, organs.
As when you think of wavelengths, it could go down to 5 hertz, which is subaudible. But you still feel, even when something is subaudible, the body feels. The body feels the vibrations. It can go up as high, over 20,000 as that hertz. But when you think of the cells, they take the higher frequency. The other parts of our bodies take the lower frequencies, the intestines, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
These are all, I think the limit of hearing of sound is 50 feet. And if you remember, the Tibetans who used to levitate stones, they have these long horns.
Which I believe is how the pyramids were built, by the way.
Oh, yes. I think that's probably very true, that they were aware of levitation. The lower sounds, by the way, are related to gravity. The higher harmonics are related to light. So we really, not only are we encompassing gravity and light, but we're encompassing space and time, or you can just many things. The thing is, it's a duality. You have the highest harmonics and the lowest harmonics. The lowest harmonics are called subharmonics or undertones, and the higher are called overtones. And but to be able to play the overtones and the undertones
at the same time.
It's quite remarkable because they're all inverse relationships with each other. And
now, is this what you kind of went through at the presenters event that day, or did you actually do some people on there?
I did a few. A few people came up and to find their keynote and then to find their chord. And
were you able to plug it, into the actual sound system at the location?
Yes, it's all been videotaped. Yes, it was videotaped, and we had a PowerPoint.
No, I mean, did you actually plug the Lambdoma into the sound system that's at the facility? Because I remember that it was all wired up for sound.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have to bring speakers or anything.
No.
Wonderful.
No.
I'm sorry we missed that, but we were getting ready for the evening event.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure that there'll be a copy of that.
Yeah, she's got hers. We both got them taped, so that'll be available shortly.
I think I'd like to have Steve say something.
Sure. Well, at this point, folks, we're about halfway through our program. I'd like to give you the numbers to call in tonight if you have any questions for Barbara, Steve, or possibly Robert. We maybe get Robert on there, the engineer of the Lambdoma. But again, to call in, the numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227, toll-free in Canada, 8322, that's 888-810-8322, toll-free in Canada. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. Well, Steve, you ready? Good. Taking a drink of his water here. How you doing?
Doing good, Jeff.
Actually,
how are
good
you?
To have you back on.
Thank you. Yeah, got to have a little of that H2O, you know.
And we had you back on discussing Lambdoma a little bit prior to, it was about 2 months prior to the Emoto event, when we had you on the first time briefly, and you called in perfect timing on that. That was a wonderful show.
From Yuma, warm Yuma.
Yeah, and we were in California at that time. That was a great show. Well, you're taking some notes here. Anything you thought we could possibly add or talk about a little bit more in depth so people could really get a feeling of what this sound technology is about? And hopefully Fred Bell's listening tonight. If he's not, I'll make sure I put you guys on with him later on tonight, and he is going to be very interested in this. What could we tell people to really understand that they might not get from the website or to experience how amazing the sound technology is? Because that's where healing is truly going, folks, sound. That's what the accelerator chair we have is all about, sound vibration. The biophoton technology is about sound and light vibration. And now he's at the Lambdoma where we can literally integrate. It's unlimited, I would say. Wait, is that correct? Unlimited, the possibilities?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's pretty hard to go any more in-depth than what Barbara here was and Robert, since it's their creation. You know, they conceived it, brought it back from, you know, the ancient mathematical equations. My position in this whole thing is to learn from Barbara and Robert and carry it in whatever direction creation seems to want it to go. At this point, I'm working at writing music with it. And it has a MIDI system built in, so you can go in and hook an electronic keyboard up to it,
mm-hmm.
MIDI system, and you can actually then set the Lambdoma at whatever
what's your keyboard
frequency you want. You know, you're not confined to, like, say, A440 standard pitch or A442. You can set it at 256, for an example, the root chakra frequency.
Uh-huh.
So you can play that frequency. You can set it at the heart frequency. The heart chakra. So if you play it, if you set it to heart chakra, and you have the 3D screen up on the computer, it's rolling in three dimension and it keeps moving. So you can stop that. When you're playing from the heart chakra, you're playing love. So I'm experimenting with writing, say, a song about love at the frequency of, say, 341 or whatever that would be for the heart chakra, which is 341. And so, basically, the only thing you'd be able to feel is through the heart chakra when you hear that song. And the artwork that comes up on the screen.
Are you saying playing with the MIDI keyboard along, having music playing, and then integrating the Lambdoma into that on the heart chakra? In other words, you're opening up the heart chakra to let whatever other sounds you're playing in?
You're actually setting the entire Lambdoma matrix at 341, which would be the heart chakra. You can then go over to your black and white keys, play like you're used to playing, but you're not playing at A440 any longer. You're playing at heart chakra.
Oh, wow. So, Fred, I hope you're hearing this.
So when you play that song in heart chakra, all you can possibly feel is heart chakra. And then the artwork that comes up on the screen rolls in three dimension. You can stop it at any point, and then you can print that out and enlarge it, hang it on your wall. And so when you look at that artwork, all you can feel is love because it's heart chakra print.
Your body's relating right to what you created.
Right.
That's amazing. Fascinating. So is it required for people to actually be looking at the screen? Is that part of the process?
No.
Or is it just sitting there and hearing the music?
It's all interactive. I mean, you don't have to have eyes to play the keyboard. You can put your brains in your fingertips and play it. It's a magical piece of equipment.
So you don't have to be keyboard-oriented to do something like this?
No.
Well, that makes it interesting. Now it's available to everybody, not just pianists or keyboard players.
Yeah. So you have four quadrants of 64 keys on the full matrix, 16 by 16 matrix. And that's a total of 256 keys, which it takes a little dancing around with your fingers to try to play 256 keys in a diamond shape. They go up, the scales go up one side and down the other. The next row goes down, and the next row goes up, and the next row goes down. So for those of those people out there that might be interested in a keyboard and want to use it for, say, healing themselves or using it for music or artwork, you can hook your black and white keys up to it and still utilize that if it's a little easier to play that way.
Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. Any other notes there you'd like to add? Anything you think we might have missed?
No, not really.
I'm still trying to get it, so I've never experienced this thing myself, folks, so I'm still trying to get really a feel. If some of you are looking at the website there, you can see that some of the keys there have, was it numbers or some type of writing on them, or some keys have nothing on them.
It's mathematical equations. And
are they lit up at all? Is there any lights on it? No lights. Okay.
There's overlays you put on. Do you want to explain the overlay? Here's Barbara.
Here's Barbara back, folks.
Well, we have overlays on the keyboard that allow you to see what the ratios are, what the notes are, what the do, re, mi, fa, so scale is. And because of that, people can actually choose by color if they want. We've color-coded the overlays to be the same colors that Pythagoras used for the notes. C is red, D is orange, E is yellow, F is green, G is blue, A is indigo, B is violet. Now, on the screen, the computer screen of the Fraglesen Smithy Labdoma, they are more like stained glass windows. They're the complementary colors, so that people are really seeing, if they look at the screen, they see the complementary colors to those on the keyboard they're playing. But often, if people are playing a keyboard and they're getting things that look very dense, I can suggest, well, why don't you look at the screen and try to find
visually,
and you'll see that when you play a harmonic chord, you'll have a harmonic geometric shape. Hmm. So that helps. It would really help people learn music. I would love to have Robert, who is really the one who made it manifest.
We are geared here for a triple honor. That would be wonderful.
All right. So, Robert.
There's Robert Fulcrow. Did I pronounce that correctly, Robert?
I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can. We can hear you wonderful. It's an honor to have you here and a pleasure to meet you.
The thing I find most interesting about the keyboard is the fact that it inspires people to go into pretty much an instant meditation space. Their mind sort of floats, and that's partially because these are notes, sounds, intervals that you've never heard before, different frequencies than you're used to with a diatonic scale. And so I know people have used it, and I recommend it for getting into a quick meditation space in a few seconds where you can ask your universal mind questions and hear useful answers. Mm. I recommend that you listen to the answers, apply them, and then the next time more, even better ones will come through. And I'm just hoping that Barbara has explained that each key you press plays two tones, not just one frequency, but two frequencies. The fundamental that you have chosen and one other frequency. So if you push two keys, you get usually the fundamental of two other tones. And so if you push, you're always one or more tones ahead of time, so the chords get quite exciting. And I do hope that Barbara will explain what intervals mean, because Barbara's a musician, and I'm just a lowly engineer.
Well, you've been leading the engineer. Let's keep you on for a little bit longer here, Robert. Let's explain how Have you been developing this since the beginning, I guess? You are these men. You're the one who started this with Barbara 37 years ago?
Barbara had the idea a long time before that. She kept talking about it. So finally one day we decided to put one together, went over to Newmarket, New Hampshire.
And this was in the 70s?
Oh, I don't know. I have to think back. Let's say it's 15 years ago now, early 80s or early 90s, I would say. I went over to Newmarket, Durham area in New Hampshire, where we talked to a genius over there who is a genius of programming. And so that, all kinds of electrical circuit design and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's happened to be a model railroad buff, too. But he was able to design the circuits that would teach it to control a computer to make the sounds that Barbara wanted to hear. And so we very much depended on him to provide that part of it. And all I did was provide the part to, tell which keys what to do with the program that was sending out the messages that were set over to the computer.
And then at that time, that was how many keys was that board?
That was 64.
64 board. One of the
8x8.
8x8. When did the 16x16 matrix get developed?
As soon as we could afford it. I'd like to say that this diamond we talk about is a horizontal diamond. I would like you to picture the diamond with its log points left and right, which does make it easier to play. We're not trying to play up and down a tall, skinny diamond.
All right. Now, what size is it about? We're talking about
size. The keyboard is 30 inches wide.
So it's about that big?
Yes.
Okay, so it's
16 inches four in the back.
A couple feet long by a foot wide?
A little over a couple of feet,
3 feet long, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not too big.
Nope.
And how hard is it to set up if you're doing portable treatments or you're trying to share it with others? Does it take a long time to set this thing up?
Most of the work that's been done has been with a single quadrant keyboard, which is 17 inches by 9.5 inches, about 2 inches thick.
Uh-huh.
But it does require a separate computer, IBM type, that will do the processing and generate the sounds.
And
the sounds are generated by the computer. The keyboard just tells the computer what to do.
And again, these sounds are generated through speakers, just regular standard audible speakers? Or are they any special kind of speakers? Or
all kinds of speakers, but basically the computer has always, laptops generally have their own little baby speakers in them.
Yeah.
But you could take a wire from the computer and run it into your home hi-fi set, and the room will jump up and down.
The reason I was asking, I was just curious if you guys have actually used like transducers, where you don't so much hear it audibly, but you feel it vibrationally.
We also connect to it little pole speakers that you normally would get from Radio Shack and put under your...
Those are transducers.
It requires very little sound to reach the body because the body is so sensitive, so this is volume you need. And the pole speakers can be put on different parts of the body for massaging it directly into the muscles.
I wish we had a chance to do this before the show. That would have been wonderful. I could have come from a little bit of a place of experience. Even now, especially now after the show.
For myself, mostly, I see it as a device that enhances you getting in touch with your universal mind as you do in meditation. So instead of 20 minutes of meditation, you might have 2 minutes. And eventually, you learn to do the same meditation without any assistance. It's just maybe you can get to do your meditation.
Well, like Barbara said, a lot of these things are tools. I tell people the same thing. I said, these are amazing tools, but don't depend on them. They're just tools to get us to the next level. And then it's all within us, everything. All the abilities, all these frequencies and vibrations are all within us, right through our own hands.
So every home should have one.
Yes. You hear that, folks? Every home should have one. Lamdoma.com. So let's see if we can get Steve back on for a little bit more. We've got just a few more minutes before we wrap up here. And if Barbara has anything to say, we can continue on or end off with Barbara. And we got a little comment from Robert here to talk about intervals. Can you handle that one, Steve?
I think I'll hand that one to the master.
Okay. Well, you got any comments you'd like to add? We want to really get our people to feel what this is really about. I mean, this is just...
Yeah.
You talked about sound and music. Barbara mentioned the guy in Bulgaria, was doing it for sound and music, or was that someone else?
No, this is England.
England. Okay. Now, they're using it to actually orchestrate sound and play music. That's what you're working to do as
right.
well.
No one has really composed music on the keyboard yet to any degree. So that's what I'm working on.
Is that hard to do? Is that complicated because of all the keys and all the programming you have involved?
It has been, yeah.
But do you use overlay, same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you set the board and you do your overlay and then you play.
Right. And up on the screen, you can in the computer program, you can click on either frequencies or ratios or solfeggio keys or, you know, regular notes or whatever. You can put cents on there if you want to. So what I'm going to do and work with my friend Shridi Shah is not only do the work that Barbara and Robert have been doing, but also expand that into the musical world and you know, their own personal health things and, you know, things like that that go pretty deep into the realm of quantum physics.
On a simpler level, I'm sure we can get one of these to Dr. Emoto. He's going to go nuts over this. When I told him about the sound, first question he asked, do they use transducers? I said, well, if it goes through speakers, I'm sure we can use transducers.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses speakers for a standard imprinting machine that he uses now to make his indigo water. But I think something like this would just, he loves toys like this.
Right. You can actually make ozone with it. You can set it at like 5,000 frequency, and you can hold down a couple, two or three keys, and you can actually make ozone in the room, and you can smell the ozone.
Wow, from the speakers, from the vibration. So it's
exactly.
Interesting. That is amazing. I remember you telling me about regenerating cartilage in the shoulder at one time. So people can put
that's,
the frequency
that's another,
regenerating.
That's another show.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to hand it over to Barbara and have her explain the ratios here. And,
okay.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you being
You're
on.
You're welcome, Jeff.
No, Robert was saying it's very important to describe intervals. Intervals.
Just try and get that little bit. There you go. Perfect.
Intervals in music are unison, which would be your keynote. Another interval would be the octave. And between the interval of your keynote and the octave, there is the interval of the second, which is a ratio of 9 to 8. Is the interval of the third, which is a ratio of 5 to 4. There's an interval of the fourth, which is actually a F,
mm-hmm.
And it's a ratio of 11 to 8. And the other intervals are, of course, the fifth, which is an interval of ratio of 3 to 2. Very simple, and they form very wonderful, simple shapes. And then we go on to the interval of A, which is a 13 to 8 ratio. And then the B would be an interval, A is a seventh, and then the B is also a seventh. The A is a sixth.
Okay.
B is a seventh, and they all are connected to ratios, but it means that the intervals mean two notes together, because the ratios, when you have the fundamental frequency at 1-1, you have to always have the drone. That's what the ancients did. They would have a drone, so that the drone is the thing that maintains the shapes. For instance, with a laser, you have to have an XY
axis.
Mm-hmm. And that will create the elusive patterns on a wall. Well, people have lost the whole idea that you need a drone with music to really make one aware
mm-hmm.
of the effects. That's what effects.
Now, explain for our listeners that don't quite understand, what is a drone?
A drone is having the keynote always
playing.
Sounding.
Okay, so you've got a constant tone going.
And so that's what the Landoma has.
Okay.
The ancients always had their drone, so that that's the power of sound. And
keep everything stabilized, keep everything
yes.
calm. That's one of the, that's, as a matter of fact, that's one of the things Dr. Fred Bell's doing at his house. He's got crystals set up and lasers and sound over a vortex
mm-hmm.
to help stabilize the California fault lines from earthquakes using
Very
sound.
Good. Yes, yes. Well, I think it's really important to investigate our very ancient ancestors, because I think they, in many ways, knew much more than we do now in our technological age.
Oh, big time.
But I do feel that what I'm doing is bringing the Pythagorean concepts of healing with sound and mathematics and ratios into the electronic age, so that you know, we can do it electronically. Before the electronic age, we couldn't work with frequencies because who would know what a 256 cycle meant?
Right.
Now we can, we know that, and it's just a multiple of two. Actually, a multiple of three would be a musical fifth, interval of fifth. A multiple of five would be a harmonic of E, if you base it on C. But every single note cycles. It's like it's a continuous cycle. And because there are only eight musical intervals, you could actually determine if you made relationships of true music of everything on material plane. You could actually have a relationship of everything to everything else.
That sounds amazing. Steve just passed me a little note that you had something going on in Egypt. Can we get, or have a phone over to Robert? Okay. You have you did an event in Egypt. Did you actually play the Lamdoma at the pyramids?
I played, actually, I had a cassette of the Lamdoma sounds that I'd made. And what I did, I played it in the Great Pyramid. And there were a lot of young Egyptian boys there.
Were you in the lower room or the upper room?
No, I was in the King's Chamber.
The lower. Wow.
And then after that, 2 years later, we went to Egypt again. I organized a group to go there of all musicians. And I took the King's Chamber as the fundamental keynote of, it was either 60 hertz or 64 hertz. We came with a woman who played the cello and one who played the flutes. And then some of us sang. And so we hit the resonant frequency of the King's Chamber. And when we played, and we only recorded it for 20 minutes because some people happened to be, the quadraphonic equipment happened to be seeing us standing in front of the pyramid waiting to go in, and they asked if they could join us. And they had the quadraphonic equipment. So they were able to, and one of the women was a dancer, so she danced while we all were playing. But it changed everybody's life, being in that situation. Changed all of our lives totally.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. I have a good friend of ours. I don't know if you've heard of Barbara Marciniak.
Yes.
She's a friend of ours, and she travels with Terry, who's a cousin of my first cousin. I'm not related to her, though. But she owns a company called Power Places Tours, and she takes people to all the hot spots.
Mm-hmm.
And hers is the only tour company that actually allows you to go into them and actually work with the energies, not just walk around the ropes and take pictures and go, oh, how cool, and then go on to the next site.
Yeah.
She actually goes in with their group and works with them. And I'm trying to get something correlated with Fred Bell, possibly yourself, if you're interested in going back, because Barbara Marciniak and they've been trying to activate the pyramids for quite some time now. And maybe it's just not a timing thing. Who knows? But maybe this might be something that you are necessary, or the keyboard. Maybe in Fred's hands, he could do it, because he thinks he's going to do it with the keyboard. I don't think he'll do it with a standard keyboard. Maybe this one might do it, being that it can resonate and oscillate frequencies together. Who knows? I still personally believe it has to be done with a voice. We'll see. That's up to the ancients,
I guess. The voice is our most powerful instrument. And I feel that the keyboard allows somebody to realize that we can actually sing in with intervals that are not Western intervals, so that once we learn what those intervals are, we will be able to do amazing things.
But one thing you kind of find out is those sounds kind of come out of you naturally when you're doing an EP sweat.
Yes.
And you just, whatever sound needs to come out just kind of comes out, and you start chanting, and it's kind of a natural process, which is what it sounds like this keyboard is, because since you're involved, I thought it was something that somebody had to be an expert knowing how to do. I'd go to Steve or yourself, and you guys would treat me.
No, nobody.
This is something you do yourself. You're doing it with yourself. You can do it with groups of people, I'd imagine, too? Is it just a one-on-one type thing?
Oh, we did it with 44 people in 4 hours in Sedona, 3 hours in Sedona, and we were able to get everybody's keynote, everybody's chord, and everybody's word. And we have now written a paper for the IEEE, actually just in May, May 3rd, and presented this as a multidimensional scaling experiment with the Lamdoma keyboard.
Incredible. Steve mentioned CDs available. Is that correct?
Not yet.
Not yet? soon?
No.
Soon? Yeah, they can go on the website? Okay.
Yes. I've done most of my recording from cassette, but most people don't use that anymore.
Right.
So that's going to be what Sherry and Steve will be helping me with.
We got Robert reaching out his hand here. He wants the phone.
Why?
Yes, sir.
I feel guided to mention or repeat that the Fractal 250 program that runs this thing from our friend Robert Walker in London, England, is a full MIDI capable program and has all kinds of voices, so you can make this keyboard sound like it's a guitar if you prefer, or drums, or pipe organ as a voice of all types.
Any instrument? How about putting your own voice into it?
Yes, you could pitch
your
voice.
Grab your voice and your sound to your voice, and then you can oscillate it, play with it, do whatever you want.
Yeah, you could make a beautiful sound and have it be repeated and used. So therefore, it's an instrument itself.
And, so we could actually go into the Tibetan monks and get a sound of them chanting.
Right.
Put that into the keyboard.
Yeah.
Put them on CDs.
And the program allows you to do frequency analysis of the things that you're looking at so that you can capture the things on the computer file, or you can at least see what they look like. And what I'm striving for, because I think it's so beautiful, are the harmonica that Benjamin Franklin designed with the globes, half globes that you rub with your fingers with water on them. So they make such a celestial sound. And that's the one I want to hear it play. But Barbara has played...
Are you like referring to like crystal bowls or like wine glasses when you rub them on?
Wine glasses.
That type of...
The wine glasses
are
high
crystal
music. And so I think he'll add that as one of the voices. Barbara has played for us Amazing Grace on it. And recently she's... For a friend, she's been practicing the Impossible Dream from the band from La Mancha, which I enjoy.
Oh, that must have been amazing. Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you. Well, we're getting down to the end of the show here, folks. Barbara, I'd just like to say thank you for coming and presenting and taking this trip from Maine to come back home, it sounds like. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here, and I just enjoyed every minute of it.
And hopefully you'll have enough time for me to try this thing. I'll come out and see you guys if I have to, just so I can experience it for once, so I can say, yes, I tried it. So when I have either yourself or even Robert and all three of you on again, wherever you're at, we can do the show. Yes, and the website is, folks, we're going to get that out again. It's www.lambdoma, L-A-M-B as in boy, D as in David, O-M-A, lambdoma.com. And do you guys have a website to contact? Who do you want to contact? Who wants to be contacted here? Nobody? Anybody with any questions anybody might have? Yeah, email contact.
Oh, email.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the email would be hero.
H-E-R-O, yeah.
Yes, at lambdoma.com.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. And there's no phone numbers to reach anybody? You don't give any of that out?
No, I don't give that out.
What's that? We've got another email address. We got H-U-R-R-A-H for health, F-O-R, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, at yahoo.com. Okay, and that's to you, Steve? Okay, great. So that's for Steve, who's going to be the protege of the Lambdoma now, carrying this work on into other realms and other dimensions. I'd like to talk with, if Fred's on tonight, which I'm sure he will be, I'll be calling him if you don't call in and tell him about this, and about integrating the possibility of what we can do now with voice and sound, and the basically unlimited possibilities of the Lambdoma. Is that correct?
Yes, that certainly is.
He's
right.
Talking about taking it into music. You're using it for healing. We've got somebody using
orchestration. I'm using it for relationships to everything and there is.
To get people to be one with nature again, and
yes.
One with themselves and one with everything else.
Yes.
So that's kind of what I was working on with this technology. Now I'd like to integrate the Lambdoma into this and see what we can come up with. And this is the accelerator chair you're looking at here, which raises the vibratory rate of yourselves through vibration and sound. And which fits right into what you're doing, basically. And we can talk about that maybe at another show. But I need to wrap things up here. So, again, thank you. Honor you folks for being on tonight. And let's see here. Where are we? And to all our listeners out there, of course, thank you for tuning in and being aware enough to seek out the truth. Blessings in life. Blessings always on your life of path. And, well, at the end of tonight's show, folks, many thanks go out to our producer, Donald Newsom, for BBS Radio and what he and all those involved with the BBS Radio Network have done. Now BBS Radio is the number one internet radio network in the world. BBS Radio is the first to bring you truth, knowledge, consciousness, and so much more directly through the internet. Now we can finally get the truth out there to those who are so desperately seeking it. Thanks for tuning in, conscious listeners, and be sure to tune in next week for another highly enlightening show on the simple truth. Bye for now. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, and may your lives be filled with a great joy and wonder always. Love and light to all.